everyone. I'm on Better Together with Sebastian. He was nice enough to invite me, and I'm so lucky to be here.
Wow. I'd give that a good 4 out of 5, Sebastian.
I was expecting like a 2, so thank you.
It was like nice, short, and sweet.
Yeah.
Some people that start the podcast are usually like, like they mess it up or they like take too much control of it. You did like the perfect amount.
I'm a one-take wonder.
Dude. Tara. Oh my gosh, dude. I said Tara, and I know I was talking to Kian yesterday about this. He's like, never say Tara.
It pisses Tara. Me off.
Why does it piss you off?
Because I'm not Tara. I'm Tara.
Sorry, dude.
And it's worse.
I started it off wrong.
It's worse when it's like my friends, where it's like, you know it's Tara and you fuck it up. Like,
dude.
I'm okay with like strangers doing it because you don't know. Or
I'm
like,
so
you know what's the worst?
What?
No, don't be. It's okay. Everyone, yeah. Kian does it to this day.
Yeah.
And he's.
He told me. He's the one who told me. He was like, dude, never say Tara.
Never.
Dude, I said Tara to you.
It's like me calling you like Sebastian.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like not your name.
That's true. But I did say Tara outside.
You did. So I know you know it.
Yeah.
But here's the worst one. When like a fan comes up to me, like a fan. Like actually a fan, but someone who just like knows of me. And they're like, are you Tara? And I'm like, you obviously don't watch my stuff. Yes, I am. I don't correct them or anything either because I feel too bad.
Yeah.
And I still take the picture. I feel like because I knew a Tara growing up.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't Tara. Like, that's not my name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it's just because my family always called me Tara. I think that's different. It's like a pronunciation. I feel like that's not a pronunciation. That's just a whole nother name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True. Absolutely true. Yeah. Dude, I also have another thing that I want to mention. So the reason I wanted you on this podcast was because...
I'm scared.
Literally, don't be scared.
I'm scared. I'm about to pee myself.
Do you like challenges? I had a challenge for us, but then I was like, maybe we shouldn't do it.
I'm up for it, depending on...
What's your level? Like, what's your bar? Like, if someone said Tara... You see, I said it correctly. Tara, if you had to... I don't know, eat crickets. Would you eat crickets?
Well, I'm a vegetarian.
Okay, so you can't eat that.
So I don't eat bugs.
Bugs are...
They're meat.
They're meat?
I'm a pescatarian, so I do eat like fish and stuff, but like I don't... I have eaten crickets.
Okay.
For like $20 one time. But so like, I guess the bar is pretty low.
So if I gave you $20 right now, would you eat crickets? No, you wouldn't, dude.
No, I want an empty stomach. And like, I'm not feeling the best. I'm feeling a little nauseous today.
Okay, how about... What if I had like... I don't know, like ranch soda. Would you try it?
I've had ranch soda.
Okay.
For a video.
Have you ever tried buffalo wing soda?
No, but is that like meat?
No, I don't know.
Buffalo wing.
But it's like soda.
Is this hypothetical or do you actually have buffalo wing soda?
I have a lot of sodas, dude.
That's really weird.
I have butter soda.
Ooh.
Would you try butter soda?
Sure, if you want me to.
Okay, well, we'll save it for the last part of the episode. Anyways, so the reason I wanted to have you on this podcast is because... We connected on our love for rock. And I did not know because we showed up at a fight?
It was the Jake Paul fight.
It was the Jake Paul fight, yeah.
Yeah.
We were at the C4 house and then I started talking to you. And then you start talking about rock and just like Motley Crue. And I was like, dude, that's like my type of stuff.
I know. And I have a literal like for music, like a 40-year-old white man. It's really embarrassing.
No, dude, you're chilling, bro. Cause that's me. Like I go to these shows.
Oh, me too.
And literally I'm like the youngest person there.
I'm the youngest person.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm 21.
I know, dude. How does that feel? Like, first off, I want to know, how did you get into that type of music? And because you have this punk rock, like,
thank you.
Punk rocker style, like someone that's like edgy, someone that's like ready to just like, you look like you're ready to punch somebody.
For sure.
Okay, so where did that come from?
Like my like for that kind of music?
Literally
everything.
Or the fact
that I just like, want to punch someone?
Both.
Okay.
Like just like the punkness that you have.
Oh my God, thank you. Like my boyfriend would disagree because every time
really?
I don't want to do something, he's like, that's not very punk rock of you.
Really?
And I'm like... Riding that roller coaster has nothing to do with punk rock. I just don't want to ride it.
Okay.
Anyways, probably growing up, my dad liked the Scorpions.
Oh, okay.
And I just looked them up all the time on YouTube. I was a big YouTube fan. Clearly, I was like a fan of O2L and stuff. I was just always on YouTube.
Dude, we need to talk about that too.
Oh, no. So embarrassing. Okay.
Okay.
I'm young.
Good.
Let me have it.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Okay. I'm letting you. Okay. The floor is yours, dude.
Okay. So I would like look up Scorpions and in the suggested would come up like Motley Crue and like...
Mm-hmm.
Guns N' Roses and AC/DC, and that's because like I think at least Motley Crue, they had the same management at one point, so I'm assuming I'm assuming that's why they would come up in my suggested, and I would just click it. And I remember clicking a Motley Crue video, and I remember being like, wow, these girls are so pretty. and then I realized eventually they were men, and I was like I was like, wow, like Yeah. This is so glamorous, but it's like my kind of glamorous. Yeah. I loved Paris Hilton growing up too. So it's like, I loved the pink side of things and I loved the other side. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, there's a way like, you know, like edgier things could be glamorous. And you know, that's how I just got into it. I just loved the way they looked. I literally thought they were women. I was like, wow, I love this. I loved that men dressed like that. I was so into it. I loved their music. It was just, I don't know. It was just something I could like, I guess, dance around to without thinking about the lyrics.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
It's just sexual, the music, dude. So I'm telling like you, dude, it's, I, cause that's how I connected. My first Motley Crue song that I ever listened to was Smoking in the Boys Room. And that one is just,
that's
like
a cover, I think.
Yeah, it's a cover for sure. And I remember being in elementary school when I found out about them. Cause you know, it's not like they're brand new or anything.
No.
So the time you found out about it is literally, I just found out about it at the same age, just earlier.
Different times, yeah.
Yeah, different times. Dude,
how old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, okay. You're young.
So only 4 years older than you. But still, dude. Oh, Motley Crue. My bus driver, the reason I found out about rock music or any of that type of music is because my bus driver, she had a Sweet Child of Mine ringtone.
Cute. I just went to the Guns N' Roses concert.
Dude, I was gonna go. Sorry.
You scared me, Sebastian.
Sorry, no, dude. I was literally this close to go. I was gonna go with Kian.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't go because he had some things. How was the show?
It was amazing. I'm actually lucky enough to be friends with his name is London.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does he do?
His dad's in the band. So I got to go for free, which was really sweet of him.
No way, dude. How was the show?
I feel like rude, but like I was a bigger like Motley Crue, AC/DC. Like that's, I'm a bigger fan of that. But like, I guess seeing them live made me like appreciate them a lot more. And I think obviously a couple of the more famous songs, because who doesn't know them? But it was amazing. I honestly, it sounds really embarrassing, but I almost cried just because I've never been that close in a concert.
Really?
And seeing that live, I felt like, wow.
Was that your first concert back?
It was my first big concert back. Yeah. It wasn't my first show back. Like I went to a couple of my friends' bands.
Yeah.
But it was my first like, yeah, it's a stadium, bro. They still fill up stadiums.
Dude.
Man, I wish you went.
Was it like,
you would have met up.
Because my question is, because of COVID and all that stuff, was it still filled up to the brim or was it?
It was still filled up. Because of where we were like in the pit, and then we were also in like a lounge suite upstairs. Mm-hmm. We had to bring like our vaccine cards.
Oh, dang.
And then also, as well as our vaccine cards, even if we were fully vaccinated, we still needed a test.
What?
So I brought both. Yeah, so I brought both. I think it's because we were in a suite like with some of his friends. So we were just playing it safe, but it was an amazing experience. Definitely like, I'm really lucky to have him as a friend, and he was really sweet to take me and Jake. But yeah, it was amazing because it was like my first big stadium concert back.
Yeah.
I felt like I could cry.
Really?
Maybe that's why. Maybe you're right.
Did you cry or no?
No.
Does Jake like that music or no?
He more likes 70s punk. So like kind of the opposite in a way, if you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't know anything about rock and roll, you would say like, oh, that's the same thing. It's not.
No.
He does listen to it with me, and I think he could like jam out to it if he wants to, but he does prefer like 70s punk music.
Does he like Green Day? Or is that not his type of music?
No, that's like pop punk. Does that 70s punk is like The Germs, if you know them. Or like, here's a more obvious one, like Sex Pistols.
Oh, really?
I like Sex Pistols, but yeah. So like more like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy, bro. Yeah. So your dad always liked, he always liked that type of music, or?
He just liked old music. So like, because he wasn't raised in America, he was raised in Iran.
Your parents are, you're Iranian?
Yeah, I'm Persian.
What the F?
I'm Iranian.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh my God, really?
No, not at all.
How?
I don't know,
it's
dude.
It's pretty obvious.
I'm just getting to know you.
I guess.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. So like he would like only listen to like cassettes people brought him from America. So like he didn't know about Motley Crue and stuff. He only knew about like Scorpions, some random bands. But yeah, because of him, I looked more into it, if that makes sense.
So that's my fear as a kid. I mean, if I were ever to have a kid, because if I were to have kids, my fear is playing AC/DC all the time, that they're not going to like it to the point that they're just like, dude, I'm going to like something else. Because when I had my parents, they really liked ABBA.
My dad liked ABBA too.
Yeah, my mom loves ABBA.
It's amazing.
Which I don't hate ABBA or anything
I love anything old music.
Dude, same.
I love ABBA.
But with their music, I feel like if you play, I've never seen like parents like the same music as their kids do. And the kids like the music as much as they do.
Because you want to be opposite of them. You want to like rebel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Dude, I'm telling you, like if I feel like if I have kids, right? I'm not going to show them AC/DC till like they're 15.
Older.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing is, so when I was younger, they showed it. They're like, my dad showed me Scorpions and like Michael Jackson and all that. And just like older stuff. And I loved it. And then I went through a phase where I'm like,
what was your phase?
Dad, I don't like any of this fucking music.
So what was the music?
I listened to like, I mean, a little bit of everything, but I guess I wanted to fit in.
Okay.
So I would listen to just everything popular and mm-hmm. I would secretly listen to it. I'd be like, I hate this. And I would secretly listen to it. So yeah, I know what you mean where you don't want to show it to them. But eventually, if they genuinely like it, they will go back to it. That's true. They won't care that you like it.
Here's another question. Did you always have, because you're talking about like, oh, like I had to, when I started listening to music that other people liked, I did the same thing. What was your turning point where you're just like, nah, F it. I'm going all punk now. And like dress punk and dress like, you know, rocker style and all that stuff.
I think it was after high school. I won best dressed in eighth grade and senior year.
No way, really?
And senior year. So eighth grade and senior year, I won best dressed. And I always had an edge to myself for sure. But I would definitely tone it down for school. I would not go all out because I'm like, what if they judge me? Like, I still want to be in style. And listen, I think I'm still in style. I like to like take fashion trends and like make them kind of more my style, if that makes sense. I'll still follow trends. But I think it was after high school where I'm just like, why do I care?
Yeah.
Like, and then I think, honestly, it's because of the fans. It's because I realize people give a shit about how I dress and what I do. And I'm like, maybe being myself isn't a terrible thing.
Yeah, dude.
So like people care and like people like the way I do things. So why would I tone like, it down?
Switch it up.
Why would I tone it down? I still catch myself toning it down sometimes to like fit into a party or like to fit in to where I'm going. And I'm like, why am I doing that?
Yeah, like don't. Like it's effing cool.
Yeah.
When I was in eighth grade, I was like bullied because I decided to, I don't know. How was your school life like? Like, was it very like hometown? Everyone wore Brooks Brothers and
no.
What was your?
I grew up in LA.
Oh, you grew up in LA?
Surprise.
What the F?
Yeah. So my school's 4,000 people in high school.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, it was like you'd see someone new every day.
Really?
Yeah. So like, I guess I didn't have to fit in, but I wanted like all my friends to love me and stuff. And like, you know, I wanted to be like,
bro,
cool.
What is it
and
like?
I think I was cool, but I wasn't, I don't know. It was a lot. There was a lot of people always.
Really?
Yeah, it was 4,000 people but, in one school.
Bro, my question is like, I just bro'd you. Sorry about that.
Okay, I am a bro.
But like, what is it like growing up in Los Angeles? Because I hear so many people say like, I'll never raise my kids in
Los
Angeles.
Fuck that. That's all I want to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, it taught me so much. I think it's better to grow up in LA. No offense to anyone who didn't.
Yeah.
Like growing up in a big city, in a way, you grow up way faster. And like, yeah, your childhood is kind of like stripped from you, whatever. Yeah. But I learned a lot. There was a lot of people around me with drug problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I learned not to test my limits. I learned so much at such a young age. And I feel like if I maybe went to, like, a smaller school or, like, a smaller town, I'd want to, like, I don't know, like, do stupid things. And I'm glad that I had entertainment sources where it's like, oh, what do you want to do tonight? Let's go and do this because we live in L.A. and let's not just sit in our cars and...
Yeah. You know, what did you guys do as kids during that time? Because, like, for me, it was completely different.
I don't know. Growing up in LA, I got to do so much so young. And it was definitely a part of me. I mean, like.
Did you like high school?
I loved high school.
Really?
I loved it. Dude. I did great.
I hated high school, bro.
I had lots of friends. Looking back, definitely the friendships weren't the best. And, like, I still have so many friends from high school that I'm BFFs with. Mm-hmm. But some of them really fucking sucked. And looking back, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have liked it as much as I did. But generally, I had a great high school experience. And I don't know. I had a lot of friends. And I was in student council. And I was also on swim. And
dang!
I was in AP art. And, like, I did everything I wanted. And I loved high school. There was no reason I hated it besides maybe looking back and realizing a lot of people were talking shit about me.
So you were a good, like, student.
No.
What?
Never. I ditched class like every day.
Dude, same with me.
But because of student council, that gave me that. I had like a badge and I'd be like, sorry, student council, please. And I'd fucking leave.
Yeah.
Like I would ditch with permission, if that makes sense.
How many times in your high school career did you ditch school? If you were to
50% of high school.
Really?
Yeah. In junior year, I got a truancy note to like my
what's
parents.
That?
Like they were like, hey, we're going to call CPS. Like
what's CPS?
Child Protective Services. Like,
oh,
hey,
really?
Your kid's not going to school.
No
but
way.
But here's the thing is I was going to school. I just wasn't going to class.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Dang, dude.
I had a great, not childhood, I guess. I had a great high school experience. I like passed. I never got D's or F's, always above a C, but I never studied. I don't know how I did it. I don't think I was a great student. Yeah. I think I just like knew how to work the system.
Dude, that is so crazy because we've lived completely opposite lives. Like, I went to an all guys military, like, not military, but very militaristic high school. And so
strict, huh?
Very strict. And so, I mean, I'm dressed pretty sporty right now, but I don't dress as like punk as Jake does. Like,
he goes all out, crop tops and all.
Dude, you guys are effing like rockers, bro. But like the most I'll do is like wear skinny jeans ripped, wear like a band tee and have tattoos. But I did, like, I think the reason I dress like that or like, and I have like this kind of haircut is because I was put in such an effing like, box, mm-hmm. and I just was tired.
You want to step out of it?
Yeah.
You're sick of it.
Yeah.
I get it.
When I was in eighth grade, I wore white jean pants because I was like obsessed with like Joe Jonas at one point when I was a kid.
Love Joe Jonas.
Dude, and Camp Rock, he was wearing like white.
So sexy.
I remember pants.
I remember exactly what you're talking about.
And so
it was hot.
I wanted to get his pants. I wore his pants, but in my school, everyone wore like Ralph Lauren and Brooks
preppy.
Brothers.
Preppy.
Preppy, dude.
It was cool to be preppy. At my school, it wasn't cool to be preppy. So,
bro.
It's because of LA. And where are you from?
I'm from New York.
What?
Yeah, but I'm from Long Island. But like once you got to. Bro, when you go preppy. To the city, it's completely different.
Preppy, preppy, preppy.
Long Island, dude, so preppy.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's like cool to be preppy. That's how it was for Jake.
Really?
Jake's school. Yeah, yeah. It reminds me so much of Jake's like history in high school. I feel like he was like, unless you played a sport and wore like Nike and like wore like, I guess like.
Played lacrosse?
Yeah, or like. Football, athleisure, you weren't cool. And I was like, what? At my school, like, I think personally, like, I know this sounds so bad. Please don't repeat this. Like, the druggies were cool. Like, the skateboarders were cool. Like, that vibe was cool. It was also cool to do sports, but it wasn't like only cool to be like preppy and sporty.
Yeah.
It was also cool to be edgy.
The idea of edginess was cool. Not that doing drugs is cool.
Exactly. Yes. Doing drugs is not cool. I don't condone it at all. Like, at all.
So here's my question. How did you, you're in high school, you're being edgy, all that stuff.
I wasn't as edgy in high school. I will say I was more edgy in middle school.
Okay, what's Tara in middle?
Tara,
I'm sorry, dude.
You should name this podcast Calling Tara for, calling
dude, Tara, pissing Tara off for, Tara, like
yeah.
20 billion times. Okay, Tara, what was Tara like in middle school? What's the way, how did she dress? Oh, what music did she listen to? What bands was she obsessed with?
Ready?
Go for it. I'm ready.
I think this was part of the phase where I was like sick of my dad. So I would listen to like, okay. So I thought being seen was really cool. Like Scene Kids. Like remember Scene Queens?
No.
What? Like Scene, like emo, like Scene.
No, dude. I don't know what your high school was like. I went to an all guys high school. So I don't know any of this.
Really quick.
A scene kid.
Yeah, like a scene kid. Like it's like a subculture.
What?
A scene kid.
You see, dude, you're so effing cool compared to me.
This is what I like to dress like.
Oh my gosh.
I could show you actually. This is really easy. My first date of sixth grade, I wore a Spider-Man t-shirt because I thought I was like cool and like I was like, oh my god, I'm such a tomboy. And I wore a Spider-Man t-shirt, black skinny jeans, and black Vans with like. Disgusting hair. Like when I say disgusting, I mean like I had like the side bangs and like the poofed up hair. I'll show you.
Right. Like you didn't wash your hair or what?
No, of course I washed my hair. I'm actually a very clean girl. Like I just hate being smelly. I think it's disgusting.
Dude, hygiene so important, dude.
What was the question again?
What was Tara like in middle school? What did she listen to? Who like what type of? How did she dress?
I'll show you because like it's
or high school.
High school, I was a little bit more, I just like was with the trends. I just made it a little edgier, but middle school is where like I was, oh my God, I'll show you. I was wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt. Oh, here's what I looked like on Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
To be fair, this is Halloween.
But was that the way you like?
That's the way I wanted to dress, but this is what I actually wore on like, this is me in sixth grade.
That is so funny, dude. That is so awesome.
Yeah. So I still like definitely was edgier. And I think I listened to a lot of really sad music. So I would say, like, do you remember, like,
I feel like Evanescence? Dude, you know music more than I do.
Okay, never mind. I would listen to everything that was in style, obviously. Like, you remember, like, Lamborghini, Mercy.
Yeah.
I would listen to a lot of that, obviously. YOLO came out.
Yeah.
When I was in sixth grade.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Loved that song. I wanted to get YOLO tattooed. I'll never do that, but... I would also listen to like bands.
Do you have any tattoos, by the way?
Yeah, I have six.
You have six tattoos?
Yeah.
What the F? Where are they?
Right.
Dude, they're
exciting,
just like.
Exciting, right? You just can't see them. I'll show you them.
That's cool.
I have three dots on my finger that I gave to myself when I was 14.
14.
Yeah. Cool. I have a question mark on my ankle. Mm-hmm. Me and Jake have that. I literally got that tattooed 2 weeks into literally knowing Jake. We were stupid.
What was the question mark for?
He has a matching one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you're this is like... huge, but mine's small. on my other ankle, I have "You're My Honey" in Farsi, like in...
Nice.
I have "Mayhem" behind my head, like right here behind my ear.
I like that, dude. Yeah. That's like, dude.
That's very me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have "Treat People With Kindness," but TPWK and like this like goth font on my hip for Harry Styles. I love Harry Styles.
Dude. That's see, that's like poppy.
But like, it's not. If you listen to his music... Oh, by the way, in middle school, I also loved One Direction.
Yeah.
Loved them. Like, I would rip my shirt off for
Who
them.
Didn't, dude?
No, I fainted at their concert. I fainted at their first concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you had to get pulled out?
Yeah. Paramedics came. I'll tell you about that if you want.
Yeah, dude, but, absolutely.
But, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I love Harry Styles, and I do think his stuff is very 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
If you listen to his new stuff. I have that, TPWK, Treat People Kindness. And then on my other hip, right here, on my, like, closer to my... nether regions. I have a little angel going like this. It's like a cherub. It's from my favorite painting, Sistina Madonna.
Nice, dude. That's so sick, dude. You were literally, dude, even like your phone is effing cool, your phone case and all that stuff. But okay, you need to tell a story about, okay, so wait, you answered the question basically.
Yes.
And I was going to lead up to another question because I kind of just want to keep it going. So how did you get into YouTube then? We were at Kian and JC's video shoot for their Among Us.
It was in November. I will never forget that day. That was one of the most important days of my life.
Yeah. I need to know about that. Like, how did they influence you?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. More than they'll ever know. And it's kind of like, I'll literally cry if I like say this to them. So I never will. But
cry here.
Never. I literally feel like tears. I'm like very sensitive today.
Okay.
Nauseous, sensitive. So I got into YouTube because meanwhile, having all these interests like One Direction, older stuff, I was just always into pop culture. And what was really in style that time was YouTubers.
Yeah. Really? You think so?
At least in LA, dude. If you watched YouTube, you were cool.
Dude, me? Not cool at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I was made fun of for it.
See, that's what Jake always says. Jake's like, yeah, I was on Vine and I got made fun of for being like literally famous on Vine. I was like, how? In LA and like growing up in high school, it was like cool to have clout. It wasn't like uncool to be like.
No way.
Yeah. It was like such a different life. But anyways, so I found them one time. Mm-hmm. I think it was in sixth grade and I started watching like, it was right when O12 started.
Yeah.
And I loved them. I just thought they were so cool. And here's the thing is I feel like a lot of teenage girls are just like, oh my God, I love you. You're so hot. That's not what I wanted. I wanted to be them. I didn't like them like that.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to have a penny board, which I ended up getting. I wanted to drink Arizona.
Did it? I did too.
I asked for one for Christmas because of JC.
Yeah.
I drank Arizona iced tea. I did all that, you know? Mm-hmm. I loved that he had gauges. I thought that was so cool, by the way. Yeah. JC knows this. But they influenced me so largely that... So growing up, even when I was like 6 and 7, once again, I was big on YouTube. Like I looked it up a lot. I would post on YouTube, like little hauls.
No way.
Yeah, I would like pretend to be people on YouTube. It's so embarrassing. But in sixth grade is when I really started posting.
Whoa. Yeah,
very embarrassing. I make little skits where like I'd go to the mall and like do public pranks where I like planked. You remember when you planked?
On like anything.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'd go and like plank in Target or like I'd be like, Mom, can you drop me off at the mall? I have to go shoot a video. And she was like, okay.
Dude.
So I'd just like copy them. Like I'd love their stuff. No offense, Ken. I was a bigger JC fan. I also loved Sam.
Noted.
I watched Sam's stuff a lot. So just like everything they did, when they broke up, I was so upset.
Really?
Although I kind of stopped watching them at that point. I got a little older.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, stemming off them, I watched a lot of other YouTubers and I just like became obsessed with this idea that like, this is what I want to do. I don't want to be an actress because like, that's work. I want to work for myself. I want to do this on YouTube. I ended up deleting all the sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, all the way through high school. All those videos are not on my channel.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, very embarrassing.
And also probably we would get canceled for it. Or do you think you
would?
I was
so innocent. No, I don't think so.
Dude, I would get canceled for the stuff I shot in seventh and eighth grade.
You know, when you're young, not to excuse that behavior, but when you're young, you don't know any better. Truly.
Yeah, you don't.
But I think I was pretty innocent for the most part. I had this video called eating baby food for 5 minutes straight. And I just ate baby food in front of the camera.
Yeah.
I loved Supermac 18, if you remember that.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was like growing up, that was a little younger. That was like 2009, 2007.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever end up going to like VidCon and all those things?
No, I could never afford it. My parents would always be like, I'm not paying for that. Bullshit. They were like, I'm not paying for that. You weren't, not that they didn't want to pay for it. They didn't want to stay 3 days with me.
Oh yeah.
At a convention. They were like, why are we doing this? So you could meet teenage boys.
Yeah.
Although I did go to one of the O12 meetups.
Whoa.
I have a picture with JC from it.
Which one?
The one at the park.
Okay.
It was just random. They were at this park.
Yeah.
And I just went and I remember being like, oh my God. on. And I got stung by a bee there. It was such a big part of my life. I was like, this is what I want to do.
No way.
Yeah.
So when did you start taking it seriously? Like, when did it become?
So senior year of high school, I'm like, when I graduate, aside from college, I'm going to start posting seriously. And I started posting seriously and I got so much shit talked about me. Really? I just know it. Yeah. There's these people claiming to be my friends. I realized that after the years went by that they're not my friends, but they were like, oh, that's awesome, Tara. And then they would go and be like, does she really think she's going to make a living off that?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. She gets like 300 views. Although 300 views isn't bad for like,
you know, especially back then, dude.
Just like, well, that was like 2-3 years ago for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm no 21. Way.
But still, it seems like you're a lot older than you.
I know. I'm like 50. Sorry, this is like getting on like a tangent.
No, go for it. But this is what it's for. You can talk about whatever you want on this podcast.
Beautiful. Yeah, so I just took it seriously and then I started going to parties. What I realized was I'm like, oh my God, all my friends are in universities.
Yeah.
They're all there talking shit about me. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start finding my own parties. Yeah. I went to community. I went to Santa Monica College.
Whoa.
And I was like, I'm just going to start my own. Like, and then because it's like in LA area, I started finding like influencer parties. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to go. And then I went. Mm-hmm. And one day I went to a party at Jake's old house.
Really?
The trap house.
Yeah, the trap house.
And I was like, why is Ricky Dillon standing in front of me?
Oh, wow.
I didn't say anything, of course. I think it was Ricky. Was it Ricky? I don't remember. I was pretty drunk. But I also don't condone underage drinking. Just because I do it doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
But I was 18 at the time. And I was like, where am I? And I didn't know the house I was at. I went with a friend. And then that's where I met Jake and I met everyone and all. I met some friends and they were just like, you should start posting again.
Yeah. Like what took off for you?
I think, you know, I started talking to Jake and Jake was like, let's not be public yet. Cause we don't know how long we're going to end up together.
Yeah.
You know, we just randomly met, got tattoos for each other.
Yeah.
And so he's like, why don't you just keep posting and we'll just keep us low key and you can just do what you want. And if you don't take off, then you don't take off.
Yeah.
And I did. And I said, until I hit 30K, let's just not go public. Cause I don't want people thinking, you know, I don't want people getting the wrong idea of me, even though they did. I would never ever, you know, I've been with Jake for like too long. I'm kidding. Like over 2.5 years I've been with him.
Wow.
So clearly it wasn't for the wrong reasons. He just taught me a lot. Yeah. He's like, hey, you're not doing your thumbnails right. Hey, you should edit better. Yeah. You know, it was just really blunt with me. He watched my old videos. Yeah. I was very embarrassed to show him, but he watched my old videos and he's like, there's potential. You should just keep posting. And I did. And, you know, just, I guess, being around other YouTubers. Yeah. I was in like a David vlog. A lot of people found me through there.
Really?
Yeah. At the trap house party, at like Jake's old party, I was in one of David's vlogs.
What the F, dude?
Very random, very random. And I think people found me through there too, but it just was so random. And then I looked at those friends that were talking shit about me and they just shut up. Dude, you know,
it's crazy because when I see you, you have such a specific niche to you.
Really?
I think you do because most people on the internet, I think, especially in my algorithm, it's just like, and it's not to shame anyone who dives into whatever they.
Yeah, yeah, everyone has their own thing.
Yeah, exactly. But you're just like, you're someone that I probably would have connected with. If I was your age back then and I saw your videos, I probably would have connected to your
Thank
type of
you.
Stuff. Because I think it's so important for me, especially, I think the reason why I loved YouTube so much was because I lived in that preppy world that the only people I connected to were the people from YouTube.
Yeah.
And that made me want to go out there and like live there.
That's like the sweetest thing I've ever heard. I'm going to cry.
Don't, dude, don't.
No, because I understand that. Although people were like different at my school, it was like cool to be different. I get what you mean where it's like, I literally thought JC was my friend.
Yeah.
Like I know he wasn't. I mean, now he is. And it's funny because I don't even see him like that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same. Person. Same. I've just, you know, I've grown up.
He's way worse.
He's way worse. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he's the worst, dude.
I'm kidding. I love him.
Yeah.
But, you know, just, oh God, I would remember I'd go home on Thursdays. He'd post on Thursdays and I'd be like, JC's posting. And I would watch him and I'd be like, wow, I just hung out with my friend. That was so fun.
I relate to you because it's so weird being able to see the people you look up to become your friends. Like, dude, I've never expected it. Like, Keen's one of my best friends. And if I told my younger self that Keen was going to be one of my best friends.
Oh, I would shit myself.
Yeah.
I'm a big shitter, you know? I have a lot of colon problems.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a story for
another. Dude, I feel you, bro. I have the same problem, bro.
I am a big shitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever shat your pants?
Yeah.
Really?
You want to hear about the last time?
Dude, tell it.
I will. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed because it was not long ago. Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. It was on my 21st birthday party.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Like less than a month ago.
That was That was like 2 weeks ago.
I can't believe I'm saying this on the internet.
It's 2 weeks ago. Oh my gosh. Wait.
To be fair.
Explain the story.
I will. Hold on. Basically what happened was I have really bad nervous craps. Like what? Every year on my birthday, I just throw up or pass out. I'm very sensitive. I want everything to go well. And everything on my 21st birthday, you were there, right?
Yeah, I was there.
Right. So when you texted me and was like, I had so much fun at your birthday. I'm like, he was there. We literally have a photo together. I posted it, I think.
Yeah, we have a photo together. And I was together.
Like, when was he there? I don't remember anything. But that being said, I was like very nervous for my party. A lot of things got canceled the day of.
Really?
And I had to look for a bartender. Yes, it was miserable. I was supposed to have it at a completely different house.
Wait, so what happened?
It's just a long story.
Everything. Dude, it's a podcast. You can say everything.
I know, but everyone bailed. Long story short, everyone bailed. They opted out. Something happened. Police found out about it. It was just a whole shit show.
Okay.
Literally, no pun intended, shit show.
Okay.
And, you know, the day of, I was getting my hair done. And I was like, looking over at my assistant, Alyssa, who's the best person ever. And she looked stressed. And I was like, why does she look stressed?
Yeah.
She left the room and started, and I saw her outside in my balcony, like flailing her arms and like clearly yelling at someone.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't good. And so when the hairdressers left and stuff, oh, this is the second time I shit myself that day, actually.
The first time was when
I woke up and I coughed and I was so nervous that I felt myself poop a little bit.
No way.
Yeah. And it wasn't a
like
lot.
Like in the
guys.
Bed?
Yeah. But it wasn't enough to like go through my pants and underwear. I just like went to the bathroom and I was like, oh my God, I need to throw these underwear out.
Okay.
It's really embarrassing. I can't believe I'm saying this on the internet.
It wasn't
more than a skid mark. It wasn't. I'm like, I know guys get skid marks all the time. Like I know they're dirty motherfuckers. So like you can't even judge me, but there was for sure a skid mark on my underwear. And I was like, that has never happened to me before. Like, that's almost worse than shitting yourself. Like I didn't even go bald.
Like it was a little leaky.
It was leaky.
Okay.
And I went to the bathroom and I was just like, I can't control myself. It's funny, but it's really sad because I had no control of my body.
Yeah.
It felt like I was sick.
So you woke up stressed.
I woke up stressed. Oh, for sure. Me on my birthday, everything ended up really well, but it's because all the stress and all the shenanigans of shit going wrong. Was the day before and the morning of. So basically a lot of people canceled. Like one of the alcohol sponsors just like was like, never mind, because you're not having at that house anymore. We can't sponsor it. We had to go buy a bunch. Like it was just a pain in the butt.
So you switched houses?
I switched houses 2 days before.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was insane the shit I went through. But yeah, so I wouldn't say I shit myself, but definitely was a little leaky. And I definitely wasn't going to tell anyone this because it's so embarrassing. But my assistant told me that at my birthday, I went around telling people, so it doesn't really matter at this point. And I had to throw out like 2 pairs of underwear that day, and I like showered like 3 times because it's so embarrassing.
Bro, it is.
And
it's happened to me before.
It's like I kept having to go and there's nothing left in me. This is so embarrassing.
I don't
believe I'm even saying
bro,
this.
Bro, thank
you. Not to
you,
but this is like public humiliation.
So what? Own up to it. I'll own up to
just
my
whatever thing. You do, don't title it Tara Yummy Shit Her Pants.
Okay, I won't.
You were thinking about it.
You gave
little
me,
fucker.
You gave the idea, dude.
Fucker.
But okay, here's the thing though. I shat my pants once.
Hot.
But I didn't even know I did.
Well, I didn't either.
I was 7 years old.
Okay.
I had no idea.
I was 21.
Okay. That's different.
And I'm still 21.
And so what?
You were 7.
I was 7. I was laying in my parents' bed. And I remember like, I don't know. It's so weird. I've never talked about this publicly either. I remember I was like laying in the bed and I like felt like a bump under my butt cheek.
And it was your poop.
And yeah. And I was like, what is this? And I was like, why is there like a bump here? So like I went down my underpants and it was a dry poop.
So it had been there for a while if it was dry.
That night? I don't know. Cause it's like, it's either it was really healthy poop or something.
It's either it came out dry or just sat there for so long that it was just dried up.
Well, it's not like I was walking the day before not even noticing that I pooped my pants.
I know, but you're
so- It was a ball. Dude, if it was like-
Oh my God, you're getting so graphic, bro.
you started this conversation. You can't stop it. So it was like an inch, like this
guys,
big.
Guys, he's showing me the size with his fingers.
It was like this big and it was like rolled up. And I remember like pulling it out.
No, 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 no.
Wait, it's not as bad.
Sebastian.
But I was 7. I didn't know what was happening.
You're right. You were 7. I was 21.
Okay, exactly. You should be more embarrassed.
I didn't touch my poop, but yeah.
Okay, but I didn't know what it like. I didn't know that I pooped my pants.
Right. You just thought there was like something in your pants.
Yeah. Like I thought that maybe.
A rock, maybe?
A rock, or maybe I was playing with Play-Doh.
Or like a marble.
Yeah, something. And so like I remember going. Like behind my butt cheek. This is so weird. And I grabbed the ball And I looked at it and it was brown. And I was like, what the F? And I was in my parents' bed. And I was like, what the F is this? And I remember just getting up and just throwing it out and just being like, this is so weird. And then I realized it was like poop later on, because then I like sniffed my finger after it. And I was like,
No.
But I was seven. You can't blame me.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking of like older you doing that.
Well, yeah, I would never do that now.
Yeah.
Would you?
No. When I found out I was leaky, I almost cried. And I FaceTimed my assistant and I said, Alyssa, I just shit myself.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you didn't. And I was like, yes, I did. And
well, was that the first time ever?
No, I did it again when I was 18. But to be fair, I had food poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
That's not my fault.
That makes sense.
But I also don't think my 21st birthday was my fault. I was under a lot of stress, like to the point where like I wanted to be hospitalized. Like I was not doing well at all because like, dude, I was so anxious. My anxiety was like, my heart was pounding, and like this birthday meant so much to me. I had been planning it for so long, and then suddenly everything got canceled and we had to plan it in 2 days.
Here's my question. How many people, because I remember going to the party and I was just like, how does she know this many people? How many people did you actually know there at the
I personally invited almost 200.
Wow.
Because I also invited a lot of my friends from like growing up, because I did grow up in LA.
Mm-hmm.
People showed up that I didn't know, I will say. Like the day after I woke up and I was looking through pictures and I was like, Austin Mahone was at my birthday party?
He was at the... No way.
Yeah, and apparently Chris from Everybody Hates Chris was there.
What?
Ryan Abe told me that one. Don't know.
No way.
Yeah, like so many people were there that I was like, I'm not cool enough to be...
Dude.
For these people to be at my party.
I thought you were effing cool because I was just like, how does she know this many people? So many people definitely love her to show up.
Stop, I'm going to cry.
Okay, don't. But there's like a lot of people.
Yeah.
If you have 200 people showing up at your party, that shows that 200 people really
think
a lot.
No, I also think they were just excited to party.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But it was really fun. And I'm glad that I shit myself because then I didn't shit myself in my pretty dress.
Well, yeah, you looked fine. When I saw you, you did not look.
It's because I was stress-free at that point.
Really?
I'd been to the bar multiple times. Dude, it was my 21st birthday.
That is so crazy, bro.
I don't remember a thing. I will tell you that much. I don't remember talking to you. Did we conversate at all? Did we dance?
You got me
in. I danced
in.
A lot.
Well, you
I
invited,
got you in.
You invited me. You obviously invited me, so I had the ID and everything like that. But you came out just as Key and Ayla and I showed up. And I loved your confidence. And I was like, oh, this feels amazing. This is so cocky. This is so cocky to say. But the thing is that in Los Angeles... And even with clubbing, I think the most annoying...
Oh, being on a list.
Yeah, is being on a list. It's like there's so much power behind it.
Oh, for sure.
And when the person that hosts a party goes up to you...
And just brings you in without passing the list?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in.
You're in.
Did you get a bracelet?
Yeah, I got a bracelet and all that stuff. But, you know, a lot of the people when you go up to these parties, especially in Los Angeles, they're just like, who are you? You know?
Right.
How
right.
do you know? Who do you know here? How do you... How
oh,
can
no.
You
I went inside? Up and got you guys, didn't yeah. I?
And I was
I
just like...
I don't remember, but...
I'm with her!
Right. I did that a couple times and I don't remember who I brought in, but I'm glad it was you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Well, then, since you're such an O2L fan, Tara...
Oh, I am.
O2L is known for doing a couple of challenges. And so I have a challenge for us. It's not really much of a challenge. It's okay. More of a taste test.
I'm ready.
Are you down for a taste test?
I am.
Okay. I will get us. There's a couple of solo cups right there. Okay. I'm going to grab those solo cups, or if you want to, and I'll grab the sodas. Yeah. Okay. So to anyone who's watching the podcast right now, we are currently taste testing sodas. Tara, you do
you
not
mean
look.
Listening?
Or oh yeah, listening.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's okay.
My bad. How do you feel about this? You don't look excited about
I'm
this.
I'm so excited, actually. I tasted these exact, not these exact ones, but the same brand for a video I did one time.
How did you?
Oh, terrible! I hated.
Was it terrible?
Yeah.
Well, luckily we have water and you have your coffee to wash it down.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm scared. I've never done this. I've always wanted to.
I'm mostly scared of the ranch.
I'm living my O2L dream right now.
Oh, me too.
I've never.
Let's do it together.
Let's do this right now.
Warm me up.
Dude, this looks, it looks good on the outside.
Sniff it. Oh my God, that's so much.
Well, yeah, you're not gonna have to drink everything. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I literally just gagged.
This is vinegar. What the F is this?
Wait, how do you keep smelling it, dude? I'm about to throw up.
Oh my gosh. I did not realize how bad this was.
Dude, my eyes are full on watering. I full on gagged. That was so embarrassing. Like, it looked like I was about to throw up.
It did sound like it.
I was like, ugh.
You might have had another 21st. You might have almost pooped your pants on the podcast.
You know, I didn't throw up the next morning.
You did. Good for you. That's you're, dude, you're a tank to not.
I can't believe I didn't. I should have.
How much did you drink that night?
I had, from what I remember, I had. Remember, I'm 93 pounds and 4'11". I had one drink and I think nine shots.
Nine shots.
So it would be like 10 shots.
Oh my gosh, bro.
But because I drank pretty clean, I only drank Grey Goose, like vodka. Because it was such a clean drunk, it wasn't like mixed with a bunch of sugars or like I didn't mix alcohols.
Yeah. When you mix sugars, dude.
You know, I was messed up the next day because I had anxiety, like hangover.
Anxiety?
Hangover anxiety.
Like not knowing who you texted.
Dude, do you know how many people I came up to that night and told them I shit myself that day?
How many people?
I don't know.
But did people text you back? And they're like, oh, are your poopy pants okay?
Are your bowels okay?
Yeah.
No one brought it up the next day, thankfully. But some of my close friends and my assistant was like, hey, you went up to a couple people and told them you shit yourself.
Which is okay.
No.
I think you told us. To be honest, now the more you mention it.
Stop it.
I honestly think you told us.
At least it was my close friends.
Yeah. But when people say that, right? Like when you say like, oh.
I'm sure it made people giggle. I'm sure they didn't think I actually shit myself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Which one do you want to start off with?
The butter smells like shit too.
Really? Let me smell this one. Oh, what the F is this, dude? Oh my gosh. This is so much scarier than I thought it was.
Me too.
Okay. 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 Which one do we start off with?
I think we should start with the worst one.
Which is?
Ranch.
Ranch? You've tried ranch before.
I don't think I have. I think I gave it to Jake like for a challenge thing.
Okay.
Because now smelling it, I'm like, I would have remembered this.
Just remind yourself.
I literally smell it from here.
Tune into your inner Tara. The Tara that was in high school and loved O2L. Tune into that. Tune into that passion where you wanted to be that like YouTuber.
I'm gonna kill you.
Please don't.
Okay.
I would not like to be killed.
Right.
Okay. Cheers. One sip.
One sip.
You're good.
I'm good.
You're chilling. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
We're trying ranch, everybody. Okay. That's not that bad. It does taste like ranch though.
Okay.
It does. It smells worse.
It smells worse than it tastes. But it tastes like fucking asshole.
How do you know how that tastes like?
I don't. I feel
did
like
you lick
I
your like poopy diaper.
You know, you did. You smelled it.
You know what this smells like? Smell the carrot.
The carrot smells good.
Okay, but what does it smell like? What does carrot smell like to you?
Candy corn?
It smells like Christmas to me.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Sorry, wrong holiday. Okay, ready?
Okay, wait, hold up. I want to try ranch again.
You're insane.
Why not? I gotta see.
It's gonna make me gag. I haven't eaten today.
The thing is, the thing is with ranch and these sodas, right? With taste testing, you gotta let, you know, the tongue has like different parts of tasting.
I only needed it on like an inch of my tongue.
I'm gonna try it again. Mmm. It can't stay for that long. It's not that good. It can't stay for that long. Okay. Sorry. My bad.
Okay. Let's do butter. I feel like that's the second.
Butter?
Why is it bubbling like that?
Because it's soda, mother effer. Okay, what does this smell like? If you were to give it a little waft.
It smells like fake butter, but not in a good way. It smells like if popcorn was disgusting and moldy.
Oh!
Sorry.
Does it not smell like at the movie theater?
No, it smells like shit.
I can't even smell this one. I'm really trying to smell it. Just think this is a pineapple soda. This is a pineapple soda. We're good to go. She's giving me the death stare right now, and I'm very scared.
Okay, I'm ready. Ready?
Okay, ready. Oh, you just went for it.
Okay, that one was better than...
Yeah, ranch.
Ranch.
I can have another sip.
I'll have another sip too.
Okay. What does it taste like? You know what it tastes like? It tastes like an old soda. Like if you left it out there in the sun.
Wait, why do I feel this way? I feel like shit, bro. That was disgusting.
That's why we're only doing three. This butter one tastes like... It was a good soda back then.
And it just rotted.
It was out like in a barnyard. And then some guy decided to go out into the barn and was like, oh my gosh, these sodas from the 70s. These look so good. They haven't been opened yet. And then he brings it back into the refrigerator.
Goodbye.
Refrigerates it. And then it tastes
kind of That's a really good explanation.
Doesn't it taste like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to trace taste this Christmas
Yeah,
thing?
I'm ready.
Let's cheers on the last one.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. All right. I can have this one again.
That tasted like cinnamon for some reason.
If someone said, hey, like, this is a Christmas drink.
I would believe it.
I'd believe it too.
It tastes good.
Wow.
It's not something I would like sip on, but like I could drink it. I could drink all of it and I'd be fine.
Wow. I really like this one. Oh my gosh. Carrot cake is delicious. Mmm. Wow. Well, Tara, thank you so much for...
I had so much fun.
Dude, I honestly love the poopy pants story. That was the best.
I'm so embarrassed. I told that, guys, please don't clown me. I was really sick that day.
You're good, dude. You're chilling. I've had worse experiences, dude. I ended up...
Yeah, but you don't tell them on public...
I think it's podcasts. Better. I honestly think it's better to let people know, like, just, like, let it out there so no one can hold anything against you. I feel like the more secrets you hold, the worse, the more fear you have of someone, like, holding something against you. Whereas if I just let it out there, I'm like, yeah, I did that. And I said it myself.
Okay, fine.
Like, you didn't discover it yourself.
You're right. Yeah, I shit myself.
There we go. Own up to it.
And it was the worst experience of my life.
And with that, Tara, you got anything else you want to share and tell people?
I just want to say thank you.
Cool.
That was really fun. And I had an amazing time talking about my poopy underwear.
And also, go follow Tara on Instagram and YouTube. Her links will be down below.
Thank you.
Tara, this was effing cool. I had
so much fun.
I'm surprised you were down for the challenge. Anyways, thanks, guys, for watching the Better Together podcast. Yeah! See you guys later. Shout out to Tara.
Thank you.
Here's my clap. All right. See you. Bye.